Benefits of Blended Beans. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Cropland. Managing variability in soybean fields is no easy task, but blended soybean varieties offer a unique combination to help farmers optimize yields while getting the most out of their challenging fields. We'll have more with Cropland Seed Product Manager Andy Dickus right after this short break.
Then my seed guy says my crop nutrition plan is on me.
Typical.
Didn't know if I should do fungicide, just said spray it all.
Typical.
I get it. He just wants to sell me seed.
Want more out of your seed purchase? Consider Cropland Seed. Cropland brings you high-end genetics and the latest traits, all backed by answer plot data and season-long agronomic expertise you can't get from a typical seed dealer. That's because you can only get Cropland from leading crop input retailers. Retailers that know how to maximize the performance of every variety or hybrid. This year, talk to your leading retailer about Cropland. When it comes to high-yielding seed, your ROI doesn't depend on one decision. It depends on every decision.
That's anything but typical.
Ask your crop input retailer about Cropland seed today.
Andy Dickus is a seed product manager for Cropland. He tells Brownfield there are several soybean learnings from 2022.
Planting soybeans early is definitely becoming a big trend that we've seen. When I was getting calls in the spring, most of my calls were coming from soybeans not coming out of the ground like we expect them to do, right? And so there's a couple of things that go into that. When we look at the trends that we have in soybeans right now, it's based off of earlier plantings. We open ourselves up to early season diseases, maybe a frost, those sort of things. But coupled with early planting is the other trend that's going on right now is we're decreasing the population of those soybeans.
Dickus talks about some of the top management considerations to keep in mind when selecting soybean varieties for next year.
Fertility is number one, but that's not really what I'm going to hone in on today. What is your most limiting factor? You know, we've all seen the barrel and stave where based off of nutrients, you know, if you've got the lowest stave and if you fill that, the next thing is going to be your most limiting factor. Understanding what our most limiting factor is, whether it be disease, is going to be the biggest thing that helps us understand and get to the yield levels that we need. If that's a white mold, for example, if you're in northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, or Wisconsin, or if we're in central Iowa and south, and SDS is our biggest problem, or maybe frog eye, understanding what soybeans have those tolerances against those specific diseases are really going to help us make the best decisions to get to the yield level that we want to get to.
Dickus explains how soybean growers can best address field variability when making their seed decisions.
What we know is there's a lot more variability than just one. And so what Winfield United does is we actually have a win pack. So what's a win pack? A win pack is a 50-50 blend of two different soybeans. And the reason we do that is risk mitigation. So risk mitigation is a hot button topic right now. There's a lot of dollars that are floating by acre, you know, that we see for these growers. But when we look at a win pack, it's a 50-50 blend of two beans.
Dickus says farmers can contact their local Cropland retailer to learn more about win pack blended soybean varieties. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Cropland.